I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. When it comes to floors, she won't tolerate filth, and her captain is Bravo's newest DILF. It's Watch What Happens Live with Captain Sandy Yawn and Aisha Scott now. Sandy Cohen live in the Bravo Clubhouse celebrating two Below Deck premieres and Lisa Rinna's birthday. So tonight, let's all get sauced and then make sure to thank Harry Hamlin. My first guest is the captain of a new yacht named Home. And tonight, the ocean was really hitting home, like almost knocking it over. From Below Deck Med, please welcome Captain Sandy Yawn. I'm Captain Sandy. Is the Chief Stew once tasted her own poo? I forgot about that. From Below Deck Down Under, it's Aisha Scott. Hi, Aisha. Now, since today is National Cheer Up the Lonely Day, I'm doing my part by loaning you my pal for the next 30 minutes. Over at the bar, it's our friend, John Mayer. Hey, John. Aisha, I thought you were going to lose it when John Mayer walked into the studio.
I've already cried in the green room, so.
That's nice. John, do you often bring women to tears?
To tears?
Yes.
I don't mean to.
And by the way, sitting in our audience, it's Second Stew Kyle from Below Deck Med. Great to see you, Kyle. You know what? You know, I always celebrate a gay stew.
Who's that?
Yeah. BravoCon is only 3 months away. If you want tickets, listen up. The three-day tickets go on sale this Friday at noon Eastern. Visit BravoCon2022.com for more info. There's going to be over 100 of your favorite Bravo celebrities there. It's going to be fun, right, Sandy?
Yes.
Yes. John, will you be there at BravoCon?
Are you kidding me?
Now it's time to grab your phone, guys. Fire up WWHL.TV on your phone. We have a lot of polls coming your way. Don't forget to tweet me your questions at Andy for Sandy and Aisha all night long. While we wait for your questions, it's time to
Rock the Polls!
Let's do it. Go to WWHL.TV. First poll question tonight, it's about Below Deck Med. Do you think Chief Stew Natasha and Chef Dave have hooked up before? Yes or no? Watching the episode, it kind of felt like there was a previous something happening there, right?
Watching the episode, I think yes.
Yes. Oh, okay. When you were there?
I didn't know. I didn't see that part.
Yes. You guys, this is a landslide, guys. That's 97%. Next, this was a sore subject on Charter One. Is Sandy too anal about always needing the water toys out? Yes or no?
Yes!
John, that seems like something to get anal about, doesn't it?
Water toys?
Yes.
You do all the time.
Yes.
time to get anal, isn't it?
On this one. It's important for the guests to have access to the water toys, right?
Hey, why do you go yachting?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Jet ski. There you go. Yeah. Okay, the Below Deck Down Under Stews can't get over how hot Captain Jason is. Here's his photo right there. Tell us what you think at home on a scale from 1 to 10. How hot is Captain Jason?
Swipe right.
John, what do you think, Captain Jason?
Swipe right, baby.
Yes, there you go. You guys are at a 9 here. Did you find his looks, did you have a hard time concentrating?
Well, he's like a brother to me, so it kind of grosses me out thinking about his ding dong, but.
There you go.
Everyone else can do it.
Okay. Our final poll is a shady one. Who would you rather have captain your yacht, Sandy or Jason? Sandy, where's this one going to go?
I think Jason.
You think Jason?
Yeah.
Well, you're both very cute, I have to say. Yeah. I don't want to. I know you don't stand for sexual harassment on your boats, but it's my clubhouse now.
Yes.
and it looks like our vote. Oh, okay. It's all over the place. Looks like you guys are you're going for this hunky guy. All right, thank you for voting. I appreciate it. By the way, it was jarring at the end of tonight's episode. I mean, we now learned how important a stabilizer is for a super yacht. Have you ever had a stabilizer go out when you're captaining a boat?
Often.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
And it's just call the engineer.
Just call the engineer.
Right. Okay. Well, we'll see how that goes. Number one question for you tonight, Sandy. Joe from D.C. said, we saw last season that Delaney couldn't bunk with a guy, but there doesn't seem to be a problem with it this season. Why is that?
That's because the two crew members agreed that it was okay, and so did the management company.
There you go. Well, Captain Sandy didn't have her house rules printed out like Dorinda on Ultimate Girls Trip, but she did sit the new crew down to say she won't tolerate things like sexual harassment or dirty floors. And since Sandy runs a tight ship, we want to know how she'd have handled some of the messes Captain Glenn faced in last season's Below Deck sailing yacht. Here we go. How would you handle a deckhand who failed to properly report poor conditions during anchor watch that resulted in the anchor dragging? That was bad, right?
That was bad.
Yeah.
How would I handle it?
Yeah.
I would reprimand and say, you get another chance.
What would you do if the third stew was being insubordinate to her second because she was irritating by her junior ranking?
I would leave that to the stew.
Even if he's great at his job, would it bother you if the first mate is constantly flirting with all the stews on board and creating drama between them?
Well, if it came to me, then yes, I would intervene.
What would be your first course of action if your chef literally scalped himself by smashing his head in the galley?
Oh, boy. I don't know.
That was scary. How would you handle having to bunk with a crew member all season long?
I would not.
Yeah, that would be good. Yes. On a scale of 1 to 10, how nervous would you get if your chief stew and bosun hooked up on a drunken night?
I wouldn't worry.
Happens all the time.
Yeah.
Thank you. John, have you ever hooked up with a bosun?
I don't know what a bosun is, but probably.
Thank you very much, Sandy and John. Down Under, Chef Ryan described himself as arrogant and told Aisha, don't be stupid, in their first conversation, making it clear his specialty is cooking up conflict. But can Aisha serve up some positivity when it comes to her salty crewmate? Let's find out. I have questions for you. I want you to answer in positive ways about Chef Ryan. What is your favorite part about working with Chef Ryan?
Realizing how good I am at my job.
On a scale from 1 to 10, how delicious is Ryan's food?
Oh.
What's one way working with Ryan helped you to become a better chief stew?
Oh, gosh.
What's a nugget of advice you hope you passed along to Ryan while working together?
What's some negative advice?
A nugget of advice.
Get some experience.
What is Ryan's most attractive quality? What does Chef Ryan smell like? Thank you very much, Aisha. Aisha was second stew on Below Deck Med, but has climbed the ranks and is now chief stew on Down Under. So I want to find out if her former boss, Captain Sandy, trusts Aisha to bring in a big tip, or if her leadership style would make Sandy jump ship in 1-2, agree or disagree. Here we go. I'm going to read a statement about yachting. When I count down from 3, you both flash your agree or disagree signs at the same time to see if your opinions match. John, you should play.
I'm in.
Here you go. Okay, here we go. Flirting with charter guests is perfectly acceptable as long as things don't get physical. 1-2, agree or disagree. Yeah. Okay, tablescapes aren't actually important and make no difference to the guests. One, two, agree or disagree. You all disagree. John, you like a tablescape?
Yeah.
It's totally fine for crew to sleep in guest cabins when not on charter. One, two, agree or disagree. Right. You're not into that, right, Sandy? You keep it church and state. The chef is always the most hot-tempered crew member on board. One, two, agree or disagree. The interior team has a bigger impact on how big the tips are than the deck team. One, two, agree or disagree. John couldn't even handle that one. Malia is a stronger bosun than Joao. One, two, agree or disagree?
I don't know.
Bugsy was a better chief stew than Hannah. One, two, agree or disagree? That was a quick agree from Sandy. John's right down the middle. Aisha's out of it. It's impossible to set up a beach picnic without anything going wrong. One, two, agree or disagree? you're dumb if you don't suck up to your captain at least a little bit. One, two, agree or disagree? Everybody agrees. Thank you for playing. Wow. Very good. Aisha, Peter M. wants to know, on a scale of 1 to 10, how well do you think Jamie did as a first-time bosun?
A generous 3.
A generous 3? Wow. Yeah. That is low. God, you're cute, John. You look so cute.
Thank you.
Is there any way you could just hold me tonight after the show?
Every way. You know, the reason I have a haircut... it's because you kept pressuring me for months to get a haircut.
Yeah, I did.
I did it.
I became like a nasty wife.
For you.
Yes. I literally was like badgering him. Yep. Thank you for getting your haircut. I absolutely love it. Okay. Applause from the audience. All right. Let's take questions for our virtual fans. Stephanie from Maryland, what's your question for Captain Sandy?
Hi everyone. Hi Andy, you look handsome. Aisha, you are just a creamsicle and I'm loving it. But my question is for Captain Sandy. After seeing it in the episode, do you think the way Reagan responded to the primary charter guest was inappropriate? Or do you think he was being overdramatic?
He was being overdramatic.
He was, he wanted the jet ski, right?
Yeah, well, there was only 2 crew, and they were trying.
Right.
I didn't see, but I don't think she really knew her job. But, I mean, we just dropped the anchor.
Yes.
We need a little time.
Okay, here's Jack from all the way in Sydney, Australia, with a question for Aisha. Hey, Jack in Australia. How's tomorrow, Jack?
It's boring so far, but I was talking about Jen Shah.
Yeah.
Can we talk about Jen Shah later? Andy, please.
Yeah, later.
Hello, Sandy and Aisha. My question's for Aisha. Sorry to get sidetracked. I was wondering if you ever connected with Sandy's last chief stew, Katie, seeing as you also dated Jack. And when was the last time you spoke to him?
Oh, so the last time I spoke to him would have been, he actually came specifically to France to apologize to me for cheating on me.
Wow.
So, which I don't actually think his girlfriend knew, so... Well, this isn't live.
She does now.
Wow. And then, yes, Katie and I have messaged a lot, and she's lovely. Wow. I really hope to meet her.
Coming to France to apologize for cheating on you was very classy. It's almost as classy as not cheating.
You have a point. You have a really good point. Thank you, virtual fans. Wow. Sandy Marcy C wants to know how often you mixed up Natasha and Natalia through the season. They look like sisters.
Often.
Often. By the way, congratulations to you. You have a book that you're working on, right?
Yes. Thank you.
And Kyle, congratulations to you. You came out 18 months ago.
I did. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
How's life on the other side?
It's rough.
Is it?
Yeah, it's really, and all the good aspects, it's absolutely a crazy environment to be out there and to live my true self. It's a good environment to be in, I'm not going to lie. So I thank everybody for supporting me.
Very good. Aisha, Malika G wants to know who you'd rather work with again, Chef Ryan or Chef Mila?
Oh. Probably Mila.
Wow. I mean, wow.
She also sucked, but she wasn't as delusional.
Right. You a good cook, John?
No.
Brendan R. wants to know, Sandy, are you still in contact with Malia and you have hopes that the two of you will work together again?
Still in contact with Malia. Yeah, I mean, sure. She's awesome.
All right. Well, tonight we saw Captain Sandy's boat rocking back and forth like crazy after the stabilizers malfunctioned. And even though the Below Deck Med yacht isn't the first thing on Bravo to be called unstable, the chaos was still shocking. Now the clubhouse is about to go through a similar yacht rock experience in a game of Don't Hit Rock Bottom. Oh, no. Hold on, everybody. In order to save the clubhouse, Captain Sandy and Aisha have to answer 7 Below Deck trivia questions correctly in 60 seconds, or else the clubhouse sinks. Okay, Sandy, this first question is for you. What was the name of the captain that stepped in for Captain Lee during season 9 of Below Deck? Shane or Sean?
Sean.
Yes, very good. Aisha, what was the name of the very first Below Deck yacht, Valor or Honor?
Bella?
Honor! Sandy, in total, how many crew members has Captain Lee fired during his time on Below Deck? 5 or 8?
8.
Yes! Which deckhand did Hannah hook up with in season 3, Wesley or Conrad? Mm.
That was for her.
That was for you.
Oh, for me?
Aisha,
oh,
yes.
Conrad!
Yes! Sandy, which former Orange County housewife appeared on season 7 of Below Deck as a charter guest? Gina Keogh or Alexis Bellino?
Gina.
No, Alexis. Aisha, who lasted longer as chief stew during her tenure on Below Deck? Hannah Ferrier or Kate Chastain?
Kate Chastain.
Yes, that is true. Oh my God, we need another. Sandy, over how many years has Captain Lee been married to his wife, Marianne? 30 or 40 years?
40.
Yes. Oh my God, we all drowned. What happened to you back there?
Yeah, you.
I got seasick. Right. I threw up.
I love it. Where did you get the noodles,
it's
John?
It's called committing to the bit.
Yes! I appreciate it. Wow. The noodles. Wow. I didn't know you were briefed on that game.
I had them at dinner.
Wow. You had the noodles at dinner? I missed that. Oh, my God. Aisha, Maureen L. wants to know if you think Chef Ryan really had the foodie guests in mind when he made those giant king crab legs tonight for them.
No, it was just a time saver.
Sandy Kathy Z wants to know, why does it always seem like you're harder on the stews than the deckhands?
Well, that's not always the case.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
Okay. Aisha, Eric Kay, out of everyone you've worked with on Below Deck over the years, who would you absolutely refuse to work with again?
Probably Ryan.
Not a surprise there. John, after touring with Dead & Company for 5 years, who would you refuse to tour with again?
Who would I refuse to tour with again?
Yes.
Did you think that question through?
No. Just kidding. Sandy, Shauna R., without giving too much away, how did working with Z this season compare to the last?
I spent more time with him.
You spent more time with him. Mm-hmm. So you feel like you got to know
yes.
him better. Yes. Sandy Amsterdam, the new bosun Reagan is driving me crazy with all her smoking and poor management. Should the deckhands have brought this to you sooner?
Well, there were only 2 in the beginning.
Right.
So that's the first episode, right?
Right, yes. Yeah. What, the so episode that aired just tonight. Yes.
Yeah, you're good.
Yes.
Stay tuned.
Sandy, watching tonight's episode back, Laura N. wants to know, were you surprised to see how seemingly lazy Reagan is considering she's a bosun?
Yes, absolutely.
That was surprising to you.
Yeah, and all the smoking. I mean, almost, she smokes like a chimney.
Right.
Yes.
Chimney.
Aisha, Jenna L. wants to know, did you agree with Captain Jason's assessment that Ben was on the boat just to be on holiday?
Yeah, I kind of do. Yeah. He was trying, but he also just wants to have a good time.
Aisha, Conrad L. wants to know, in what ways did you find Jason's captain style different from that of Sandy's, and in what ways are the two of them similar?
I think that I found Jason was much more involved in the interior. You know, he was kind of there with me constantly, but never in a belittling way. Just like, you know, I'm your mate, I'm here all the time. And whereas I feel like you, Sandy, you tried to kind of give me a bit more space. And what when which ways were they similar? I would say they are similar in the sense that they both lead with so much kindness and understanding.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
John, have you ever chartered a yacht?
No.
No?
Why not?
Yeah, you have a question?
I have a question for Captain Sandy. Would you ever go on a Carnival cruise?
You know, I was actually on a celebrity cruise. So.
But Carnival?
Yeah.
But
celebrity.
Would you go on a Carnival cruise? And if you did, would you refrain from giving pointers to the staff? Could you go on a Carnival cruise?
No, I would go on a celebrity cruise.
Yeah.
Their ships got a deal.
Yeah, you're getting that celebrity.
No, I don't have a deal.
Oh, okay, you don't.
No, I don't have a deal.
Oh, okay.
I just their ships are new.
Right.
Okay. Yes. So and there's a woman captain.
Oh, okay. Oh. Yeah. All right. John, you love a woman captain, don't you?
I love a woman captain.
Yes.
Also, I don't know why people are railing against you for having a steady hand, being incredibly thorough in the way your ship is run. I want that in a captain.
Thank you.
You know?
There you go.
Yes,
I want to thank Captain Sandy Yawn, Aisha Scott, and John Mayer for being here. See John with Dead & Company tomorrow night in Pittsburgh and at Citi Field over the weekend. Thanks for being here, Kyle. We'll be live on Twitter right now.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
All right. It's the after show. Below Deck Med, we've got Captain Sandy Yawn. Aisha Scott is here from Below Deck Down Under. And John Mayer is behind the bar. See John with Dead & Company tomorrow night in Pittsburgh and then at Citi Field. They wrap up this very successful tour Friday and Saturday night at Citi Field. Let's go back to our virtual fans. Caitlin from Boston has a question for Captain Sandy. Hey, Caitlin.
Hey, Andy. Hey, Aisha. Hey, Hi. Sandy. Hey, John Mayer.
Hey, how are you?
Can't wait to see you guys at BravoCon. Sandy, if you were in Captain Jason's place, how would you have handled Chef Ryan and his issues with Aisha?
Well, I would have definitely corrected him. I'm just one episode in, sorry. So I didn't see the whole thing. I have to watch them all because it airs on Bravo, right?
Yes.
I didn't see Peacock. So honestly, I don't have Peacock.
Are. Yes.
I have Bravo.
Right. Okay, yeah. Well, why don't you have Peacock, Sandy?
I don't know.
Okay, well, download it.
Leah has it at work.
Okay. Right.
I'll download it.
Okay.
But from the moment I watched, I was mortified. I'm like, not a nice guy, so rude to you.
Right.
And with those crab claws, I just wanted to give them back to him and let him break them with his hands.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here is, John, you know how to break a crab crawl?
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, look, if you handed it to me, I'd look around the room and figure it out.
Right. You'd look around the room and then you'd
find a tool. I'd MacGyver it.
Yeah.
MacGyver was a show on ABC in the 80s. And the 80s.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Very good. Here's Haley from Minnesota with a question for Aisha.
Hi, Andy. Hi, Captain Sandy. Aisha, your question. Have you met Hannah's daughter, Ava, yet? And did you snag an invite to her wedding a few months ago?
Yes and yes. I met her daughter a couple months ago when I was doing press in Sydney, and she's beautiful. And I did get an invite to her wedding, but it was the same day as a best friend's wedding that I'd already committed to, so I couldn't make it.
Full dance card with weddings, you got.
I know, nice. I'm just so popular. It's really hard.
Aisha, Peter M wants to know, on a scale from 1 to 10, how well do you think Jamie did as a first-time bosun?
Didn't I answer this?
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, and you said three.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Generous,
oh, you said
a generous
three. Yes, okay. Sorry about that.
Andy's got a generous three.
Yeah. Is that what I have? A generous three?
I love you.
You didn't have a problem with it. Kneeling down or standing up? I knew you were so much taller.
I'm so tall. Like,
why are you doing that?
I just end up doing this and then I splay the legs.
Yeah,
and then
okay.
I get it.
Yeah,
you're
it's
splaying the legs.
It's a generous three. You've got to splay, you know?
I got to splay for the three.
Right, yes, okay. by the way, what is your current favorite Grateful Dead song?
Oh, my goodness. I love the Terrapins when they come up. I got to be honest.
I love your creamy vocals on the Terrapin.
Thank you. It's a lot of work and a lot of play. Got to sing the verses, and then we get to solo for a while. Then I come back to the verses. It's like work and play in the same song. It's great.
What's your favorite John Mayer song to play right now?
I'll be honest with you. It's Wild Blue.
Really?
It's a great song.
Love Wild Blue.
Every once in a while, a writer writes a song, and they go, it's not arrogant to say that's a great one.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love Wild Blue. Yes. Well, Captain Sandy, Aisha, John, it's been so fun having you. For more, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.